This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 1. Well, we got cattle markets struggling yesterday. We started out okay, and then the crop reports came out, and boy, corn took off to the upside, wheat off to the upside, and the cattle market buckled after that. So we ended up with some pretty notable reversals down and almost some outside days lower in some of these contract months in the feeder cattle in particular and in live cattle. So on live cattle, the deferreds, you got pretty close to those major highs from August, from the middle of August, and then the market seems to be backing off. In the feeder cattle, the technical formation is even a little bit more bearish because once again, you got back up to that gap area and a previous swing high area, and you failed again. So you've got a couple swing highs at a gap that you've not been able to fill. So this is becoming a very important price level, and it's right around the 144.5 to 145 area on November feeders. It's pretty much the same area on the Octobers. So the market backing away takes us into the middle of that trading range that we've been in now for, well, a couple weeks, and then I think as part of a broader trading range from the swing lows in early September to the swing highs in mid-September. That's probably going to be where we settle out for a while. And of course, we're seeing the fall movement of calves into the feedlots as well. So I think that there's plenty of calves out there unless producers who would be long on cash, basically because of government payments primarily, that they may try to hold on to them, background them a little bit, but prices have been okay. So my guess is that they'll continue to try to push them into the feedlots. In particular, the areas of the West where drought has been such an issue, there's not going to be a whole lot of hay to feed them anyway. Now, the cash trade so far on the Fed trade has been very quiet so far this week. There's really not enough to establish a market. Slaughter numbers so far, we're sitting at 358,000 head slaughtered this week compared to 361 last week. So we're running about 3,000 behind, but we're about 5,000 ahead of last year's 353,000. Box beef values were lower yesterday. Choice down 58 cents at 218. Select down 55 at 208. The spread was up 3 cents at 1020. Movement 155 loads. The feeder cattle index was up 22 cents at 142.58, and front month October futures were at 141.30 from yesterday's close. A couple notables in the market, we had British beef apparently is headed to the United States for the first time in over 20 years because of a mad cow breakout way back when. That created some havoc in the market, and it looks like we're now accepting beef from British, even as they work through their Brexit, and there's all kinds of trade issues going on there. So interesting little side bit there. I don't think it'll have a huge impact in the market, but it is worth noting that we've reopened a market that used to be pretty important, at least from their standpoint. So I think as we move forward, again, my take on this is that we're going to quickly be closing out of this marketing hole that we've been in, and you're going to see bigger numbers, bigger weights, bigger framed animal, just more beef production at a time when it sure doesn't look like the economy is improving all that much, and demand is shaky already. So it's a concern. I mean, you know, you've got to have a bigger demand base to absorb this beef supply, or prices are going to go down. That's my take as we head into, you know, deeper into the fall. Still got, again, a couple weeks before we're really out of this marketing hole, but I think that that's ultimately what's coming around the corner. If you have any questions or comments, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.